Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here. Day two, early in the morning on a Sunday at the Fort Worth Convention Center for the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. And I've come back to a booth here representing Canamoms, and we're going to speak to one of the Canamoms right now. Tell folks your name.
Renee Petro.
Hi, Renee, and tell us about Canamoms.
So Canamoms is a group of moms that provide awareness of education about and access to alternative and supplemental health care options for the critically or chronically ill, medically complex, and special needs children.
So with Canamoms, then you're dealing with a lot of these children with the intractable epilepsy, with other conditions that can be treated by cannabis oils, for example.
True. We're dealing with children of any ailment, not just epilepsy, cancer, any type of condition that would benefit from utilizing cannabis as medicine.
And tell folks your name as well.
My name's Annalisa Clark.
Annalisa, how did you get involved with Canamoms?
I actually have a daughter with intractable epilepsy that had failed all traditional medical methods there are, and so I was searching for alternatives and tried cannabis oil, and it worked, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know where. I kind of felt like I was on an island by myself, and I met these other moms. We all met online just searching for a sense of community, searching for how to take care of our children and how to think outside the box, and at the same time we were all not conforming with traditional methods or society, so we were constantly having to support each other from being ostracized by medical community, teachers, law enforcement, legislators, for wanting to do this with our children. So we banded together 2 years ago, and it's been a fantastic movement.
Texas has had some movement on this with the adoption of a CBD oil bill. Can you explain to our listeners why that's not going far enough?
Well, I'm actually from Florida, and so we have a CBD bill that passed January of 2015. It actually went into effect, and we still have no medicine. CBD only bills are just a ruse to make the politicians think, so that the politicians can let you all think they're doing their jobs, and everyone should be, you know, happy that they did something. And CBD itself is not going to help a very, very small percent of the population. So it's a whole plant. So we're advocates for whole plant. We're advocates for domestic use, not imported things, but domestic whole plant, CBD, THC, THC, whatever's needed, because we know that the entire plant and all of its components are important for healing. And these CBD bills will never go anywhere. They won't be profitable for the poor people that are putting tons of money in them. And then all the patients that wait and wait and wait just for access, I fear, are going to be disappointed when they see minimal results. They might see results at the beginning, and then they quickly fade, and then they won't have an alternative to go to because the legislation has restricted access to everything else.
Now, you mentioned you're from Florida, so Canamoms is a national group, I assume?
We are. We actually started in Florida, and we are a national organization, and we just started doing chapters. So if you go to the canamoms.com website, you can actually start a chapter in your state or local community, and then we support you in that with all of our education awareness, our legislative issues, as well as our community with it, which is our goal would be to raise funds to have grants for people who need access to medicine, because even if it's CBD only, it's very expensive. And that's our other concern, is even the states that are legal, the people who need it can't afford it. And the states that are coming online, no one's talking about this. And so our goal is to be able to raise enough funds that we can provide grants to people who need the medicine or need relocation because it's a failed or an inactive rules in their state, and they might need to go somewhere else. We all went to another state at one time, and someone was generous enough to sponsor us and help us do that, and we want to be able to give back to others like we were given to.
That's beautiful. And as you've been on this journey, has this, I assume, it's been incredibly difficult in a lot of ways, and had this been your first foray into activism and politics?
Yes, it has. I had never, ever gotten involved with advocacy or activism, other than advocating for my children, And the politics side was very interesting. I had never paid attention at all. And we actually had an amendment that didn't pass, lost by 2%. And I really didn't even pay attention to that at the time. And but we all testify in our state capitol. We go to all the hearings. We follow the bills. And it's very frustrating because our legislators are not willing to listen. And I think we need federal movement that will force our state legislators to listen. But they're not listening to us from a state perspective.
Tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Canna Moms, because I know there's a lot of them listening out there and they want some support.
So if you go to cannamoms.com, that is the best place to go. And from there, there's a way to start a chapter or even to contact us for help. We have pages in different areas that are regionally specific. But if you just go to the Canna Moms website, we are on Facebook as well. So you can like us on Facebook. It is an open community group, so it's not a closed group. And it is just meant for advocacy, awareness, and community support.
That's excellent. Thank you for doing what you're doing and standing up for all the parents out there that need access to this whole plant medicine. And thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Check them out, cannamoms.com. I'm Radical Russ. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this with more from Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo.